This tray is one of my favorite objects. It's small and unobtrusive. I like to imagine it in my bedroom on my nightside table, holding jewelry or a cup of tea. There's a tag on it. It says Christie's, 1766. That was a British auction house. Someone saw this and purchased it for their bedside table. They liked what was painted on it. I do too. It's peaceful. Thin green and yellow leaves on the left, branching into beautiful ripened fruit on the right. They never took the tag off, though. That's a shame. I used to keep the tags of things I bought and use them as bookmarks. It's sad to think of something so vacant, so open, possessed, but never used. Though I guess that's a very American view of objects. To be used for convenience or purpose, rather than the beauty of the thing. The existentialists of Europe hated that view. They liked to enjoy things for the existence rather than for their imposed purpose. Attempting to give things use and purpose collapses their very being into projections of our own ego. Use is exploitative. Existence is symbiotic. We're going to do an experiment. Try to have a relationship with this object. Allow it to exist, and allow its qualities to emerge by experiencing it. Pick it up. It's light, cool to the fingertips. There are sharp points where the metal was folded to make corners, the unnatural jag where pliers might have tugged and sliced. A ribbon of gold runs along its edge. Feel the thin paintbrush in your own hand, moving back and forth like the current of a wave. Turn it over. There are streaks of silver glittering in the light, the black paint powdery with age. Some of it might get under your fingernails. Turn it around again. Look at the paint, its oranges and greens. Find the two seeds protruding side by side from the fruit and look at them directly. Make eye contact like you would another person standing in front of you. Put all images of bedside tables and auction houses out of your mind and focus on the seeds themselves. They exist. You exist. Let atoms in space flow between you and it, and for a moment, allow this tray of life without use.
This interpretation was created by Eve as part of the BGC Lab for Teen Thinkers internship. Listen to others through the link on the QR codes throughout the exhibition.